Lee Show. Now on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Hello, friends. We're going to go all CBS. Welcome back. Eric Lee Show, Nick Smith. Kember Haney in the house with us. J.L. Hubbard, Insurance and Bonds. Do you ever sleep on the weekends? It's going to be a lot of traveling.
Yeah, it hits me about, it's already hit me, but yeah. It'll probably really get to me. My wife says I'm out like a light at 8 o'clock.
On Mondays?
Yeah.
It's just a go, go, go. But that was it. That was it for the year, huh?
Yeah. I'm kind of, Jimmy Kimmel is going to go work, he's going over to NBC to work Super Bowl.
Is he?
So it's not the end of the year for him, but everybody else in that crew, they all said goodbye last night, had a champagne toast and all that
stuff. Yeah, yeah. Well, all I wanted to do was see Steelers and Patriots. And when it came to Jags, I was like, this game may be just undercover enough to be entertaining. And look, my goodness, extremely entertaining.
I paid out my $20 today.
Yeah. Do you get to, are you enjoying the game? Are you up with the game? Do you know the downs and the distances and the time left? Or are you busy? I don't know if you're.
No, you're busy, but you're in the. You gotta know where the game's. With what my guy does,
yeah.
John Pavlovich, he doesn't miss a shot.
Yeah.
And he's got to be in a certain position. He's always 10 to 15 yards behind the player, 10 to 15 yards in front of the player.
Right.
Unless it gets toward the red zone, then we're in the back line. And he's got to have that back line shot. Make sure we get the feet, whether they're.
He has a video camera, but also there's still cameras you guys have, right?
No, still cameras.
Like actual
photography. Oh, there's still cameras everywhere.
Yeah. I thought you had some, too. I thought you had everything.
Just my phone.
Yeah.
And I'm not supposed to
get yelled at when that happens, right?
But I got a few. That catch, Amendola's catch.
The touchdown catch.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable. How he kept his feet inbounds.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it was textbook too. It was routine the way he did it. I mean, it was a hard play, but he knew plant foot, drag the other.
They had to practice
that. Oh yeah, he did it exactly as intended. And I heard people say it invoked the spirit of the catch from Joe Montana to
Dwight Clark.
Yeah.
Well, the amazing thing is he's so short.
Oh yeah, he's a little guy.
He's like 5'10".
Danny Amendola's career was pretty much over with the Rams. He couldn't. He kept getting concussions. He missed like a ton of games over a 2 or 3 season stretch. And now suddenly, look at him go. No Julian Edelman. No Gronk for the second half. That team still came back. I'm so tired.
White Nettleman
of the Patriots payoff referees guy in the social media world. It is so played out. You sound like a clown, but. Do the Patriots get calls? They might get calls, but when you're on the top of the mountain and you know how to handle it, and there is an art to being on the side of the officials. You might get the occasional 50-50 call to go your way. There's only one. The problem is there's only one penalty call on yesterday. That's the complaint for everybody now.
Well, I don't know. I got great respect for those referees. I watch those referees a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm next to them all the time. Their coordination, they're so professional.
Yeah.
I mean, they got hand signals going on all the time. Sign language.
Yeah.
They're constantly talking to each other. They are so into the game. They're counting players when everybody else is yelling. The referees are fine.
Yeah, you got the back judge counting all the players on defense. You've got the head official or the umpire counting how many were in the huddle. There's a million things to do, and it's 6 guys watching 22. There's missed calls on every play. I also saw there was a big hold on the last first down run, and it's like, that was missed. I was like, well, yeah, I'll give you that big, but they didn't see it and not call it. They didn't see it and ignore it, but that's just the automatic thought that, well, it's the Patriots.
You know, as Kevin was saying, that the coordination between all the referees, and even they've extended now to New York to be well coordinated there. Mm-hmm. There's also another dance that's going on. I go to a lot of football games in person, and you watch the game as it's being presented as a product has so many moving parts, and they too have to coordinate with the officials as well. You know, there's a guy essentially that wears 2 bright orange oven mitts that are like down to his elbows.
And he works for the network.
And he works for the network. And he's the one that says, all right, we're back from break. And he gets them going. And you watch as Kevin was saying, his camera guy is constantly moving, and you've got the guys holding the microphones and all that. You've got the cameras flying over the top. You've got them from every angle carefully coordinated. And then there's like a war room, usually in trailers or multiple trailers. In Atlanta, they have them in-house, like with just dozens of screens. And it's like all seamless when we can just sit there and eat potato chips and watch a game, and it magically gives us everything we ever wanted. There's like, I would guess dozens or 100 people there.
This is why you can win an Emmy
for these
broadcasts. Well,
it's, think about it. 3 hours of live TV flawless.
Mm-hmm.
You hardly can find a mistake.
Yeah, it is. It is crucial for them to be, and with, I think, a minimal delay. What is like 3 or 4 seconds? Is that the delay?
I don't even know what the delay. The delay has nothing to do with changing anything other than bleeping something.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But it's, I mean, it is.
There's a bleeping guy though too.
Yeah, they're making a split decision. Hey, kill that microphone. Go to that angle. Yeah. Go. And the guys are all in the right spots. I mean, it is.
Have you ever been in the truck? Have you ever been?
Oh yeah.
You've been in the truck while the broadcast going.
Yeah, twice I have been. I got to do my very first game for a whole half.
Oh, okay.
That was fascinating. Everything that Nick just said is exactly true, and then some. What's amazing is all these. One of the trailers is the master control room.
Mm-hmm.
Another trailer is all your replay guy people, and each camera has a replay person.
Oh,
so they're all spinning, trying to find. It's all digital now. It's all
right.
High def, but trying to find.
We actually get mad when we don't see the highlight right away. We've gotten to that point now.
Yeah, they got to go back and scrub it and find it.
Oh, you wouldn't believe the chaos in commercials to do that, to find it. And then they find it. Somebody, I got it right here. And then they see the countdown. The countdown's 5, 4, 3, and you're back from New York. And the coordinated producer will tell the announcer, whether it's Nance or Romo, okay, it's going to come out. He slid out of the huddle. And he's there on the left side. Take it.
Yep.
Oh, folks, here's exactly how it
happened. Oh yeah, they sound.
If you look over here to the left.
Oh yeah. So like, as I'm assuming you have earpieces in, right? As you're.
I have had, but I don't need them. I prefer them not because it distracts me. I got to watch what my guy's doing. That's all I got to do.
So does he have an earpiece?
Oh
in?
Yeah.
He's so totally on that feed, is he getting the entire feed, or are they breaking the feed down to just what's relative
what
to
he
him?
Needs.
No, they have. They have the game announcers
mm-hmm.
in the background. So you hear them in the background.
Okay.
But the main voices is the director calling the cameras and telling the all cameras what to do.
So he can hear the other cameras getting instructions as well.
He hears everybody.
Okay. So everybody hears everything.
And you're allowed to talk to him if you've got something.
Okay, cool.
But we say, Mike 18 or something like that.
Right.
He'll look at what you got. He said, not now. And do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know.
What sideline were you on yesterday?
I was on the Patriots. You know, Patriots is the only team that's on the far side of the field as the home team.
Really?
Yeah, which is great because I always work far side. So every time we go to
New England. Which is why we see you on TV a pretty good chunk, right?
Yeah, I got a little bit in trouble. I was in the middle of the field yesterday when my guy was out there taking shots of Brady, and I guess I wasn't supposed to be. I thought I was.
Mm.
And I was told when I got to the sideline, why were you out there? And I said, I thought I was supposed to be. Because I was supposed to be in front of Brady, and I was, at the national anthem. I had to be 5 yards in front of him, but plant myself there. So when he came over, he hooks up, and that shot of Brady from the ground up was us.
Yeah.
So I thought that's what I was supposed to do when he went out.
For time.
It wasn't. So.
You got yelled at by the officials or by?
Well, he got yelled at for being out there by the coach.
Oh, okay.
And the coach said, we've talked about Brady was anal yesterday. And he's the story, but he don't want anybody to cover it. You weren't even allowed to shoot below his waist if his hands were down.
Right.
You had to shoot everything above his shoulders if he's throwing the ball.
I couldn't believe they got the shot of them re-gluing. It looked like they were gluing down the tape, but it looked like that shot was from across the way. It wouldn't have been your guy.
Well, no. And my guy, there's a guy out there that has it's called a Steadicam.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that walks around with this big weight. And he actually looks at a monitor. He doesn't even look at a viewfinder.
Oh, okay.
And his name's John Mantak. And he was the one, there's a video out there of Brady effing him.
Mm-hmm.
So get that effing camera out of my face.
Yeah, I had somebody ask me if that was you. I said, no, that wasn't him. That wasn't Kevin.
I was close. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't me. Thank
Might
God.
As well have been. Come on.
He got probably in trouble for that shot. My guy got in trouble for just standing there 15 yards away watching him warm up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we got to the sidelines, he was mad, and so he's mad at all of us. And
right.
So, but it was fine. We got over it. But it was just a very tense game.
Yeah.
Very tense for two reasons. Big game of the year, and then all the Brady controversy. And then Brady was acting really weird about it.
Yeah.
Are you guys, during the game, I imagine that you're completely working on each play. But are you set to get any crowd shots? Do you go after the game? Are you supposed to get onto the field and chase somebody down or anything like that?
All of that. On a regular game,
mm-hmm.
every bit of that.
Okay.
But my guy works his legs off. We sprint. We do wind sprints from end zone to end zone sometimes. But sometimes he's got to get the hurt player, or he's got to get the hero or the goat on the bench. And he's got to get the live fans going crazy. And he's got to get the cheerleaders. It's nuts. It is busy, busy, busy.
So the camera is always...
But it's poetry to these guys, yeah. Right? I mean...
They are artists.
Does he anticipate what is probably coming that he's requested, or he already knows what he needs to get?
You know, that's why he likes me to work the games, I hope after yesterday, is that I anticipate everything he does. Because I know his moves. Yes, he has a system.
Yeah.
And he and Kimmins are the best of the best. And but they're both totally different in their
right.
styles. And Pav is all over the place. And I know where he goes, and I can guess 9 times out of 10 what he's going to do, and then I get there. When he gets there, if he can't connect that stand, that's what I was worried about yesterday. All right, am I supposed to go out or stay? If I stay and he goes down and he wants that stand, I'm mincemeat.
Right.
So I went out. As it turned out, if the coach of New England wasn't such a bear about Brady.
We're talking about Belichick or just another coach?
No, it's just another coach.
Okay.
Belichick was mellow.
Yeah.
Something's up there. Something's real with that relationship between him and Kraft.
Really?
Yeah, it's cold. I've been watching for the last 2 weekends, and it's – Well, 3 weekends, actually. It's cool.
Well, I mean, there's not many options. I know there was a rumor that he could take the Giants job, but
he's not going
none of that has come out. So it would be either be stay and it stays cold or he retires, right?
Oh, they'll get over it. They'll get over it, but it's just not the love fest that used to be between the three. But, you know.
Win another ring, and it may.
Yeah, one more ring. He's
got to
get one more. That's some big milestone, isn't it?
They'd put them up there.
Yep,
at the top. 6.
Yeah, would match him up with the Steelers.
And so, hey, you know, as crazy as that whole thing was yesterday with stay away from Tom Brady,
mm-hmm.
What an impressive quarterback he is. God, he's the best there is.
What's happening when they're losing in those games? Do you walk by at a time that you hear, do they motivationally speak each other? Is it, to me, I'm sure they're just, it's like a business meeting.
They're the business meeting.
Yeah.
Now, if it's the Pittsburgh, Roethlisberger, motivation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brady does it a couple times, but these guys, they know their jobs, and those coaches they love their coaches. The coaches love them. It's pretty impressive.
Hey, Eric, a lot of times if you're in the stadium and you're not next to the players, you can watch about the first 8 or 9 rows behind the bench to feel the energy coming off the team because they hear it, they see it, and they react to it. So you can look at the first 6, 7, 8, 9 rows right there and see, okay, these guys are talking, they're pumping it up, the crowd's trying to help them do that, or it's, hey, quiet down, or we're nervous, and they see fear, and it kind of just ripples out from the center.
Yeah. Bortles wasn't bad yesterday, but the Jags are really good.
I'll tell you, Bortles is athletic.
He is.
This guy gets a bad rap about not being such a great quarterback.
Well, there were 9 games he didn't throw for 170 yards, so he didn't have – but I think a big chunk of that problem is the offensive play calling. They're coming out, running it on first down, throwing it downfield on second and third down. They stopped throwing to their running backs. I mean, they gave the Patriots an extra possession at least.
Well, yeah, we take those shots from the goalpost out when they're back in the red zone or they're going out of the mm-hmm. red zone. So anything from 20 yards to the goal – and they're going out. We're back there until they get beyond the 20-yard line. So you're there with them.
Yeah.
And to see this guy come out of the pocket when he's under pressure, he takes off. This guy's got like a jetpack on him. Mm. And he can run and throw a football as good as anybody. And he is fast.
I wonder how much better they'd be. I don't even know who to put in place there. I don't even know who it'll be. He's only got one more year on his deal.
Yeah, I'm sure
he's looked at as a weakness.
Yeah. Gronkowski, did you see that hit?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, they said he didn't know where he was.
Wow.
I mean, well, he got
that's a big dude that got up stumbly.
Kevin, did you happen to see Bortles throw the football in the crowd? After they said that
a game ago?
No, like I guess when they got the first down that basically sealed the game, he picked up a football and just chucked it way deep in the crowd off the sideline.
But I did see it on one of the other two games, and the ball boy actually went over there and started asking for the ball back. Oh. There's no way he was getting that ball.
Yeah, forget that. Yeah, it's such a cool thing that seeing NFL live in person is one of my favorite things. And
Atlanta did great.
Yeah. We fell a little short, but we're in good shape. It's good.
Change everything if they could just punch the ball in.
Yep, it's 2 years in a row.
What I can't understand is how do you even let your major star quarterback get hurt in practice before an AFC Championship game?
I don't know. Have they told us the story?
Yes, Rex Burkhead's helmet ran into his hand.
No, we're not allowed to talk about that.
They said that. They said it. I think I heard Tom Brady say it.
I don't even know what on a helmet's going to cut your hand enough.
If he smashed it and grabbed some skin and tore, I mean that. But that's what it is. Rex Burkhead's helmet is what caused
the throwing?
Injury. I didn't hear that part. I didn't know it was shrouded in secrecy, but they said that.
Well, he didn't want anybody to know that it was Burkhead.
Well, it got reported.
Oh, really?
He didn't want Burkhead to get, just like I'm saying. Why? How can that happen?
Yeah.
You know, and Brady didn't want that out. So that's why I'm surprised he's the one that said it. But that is who it was.
I'm not putting Kevin in a bad spot. This was on national media. So we're not going above our NDA or anything like that here.
But he did say after the game was over at the trophy presentation, okay, I will tell what happened now to you folks. And he says, I had a pretty good size cut on my hand.
Yeah.
So he's mad at the press about something.
Yeah. Just about everything.
It's all right. He's the best of all time, probably. He's ultra competitive.
Aaron Rodgers is still better. That's what a lot of people still want to lead you to believe.
Amendola, these catches this guy made, he was parallel to the ground in the air and catching fully extended. How he was making these catches. I mean, he made Brady look really good. But that, when you looked at that,
Edelman's been making him look good for a few years. I mean, but still, this is a guy with one Hall of Fame receiver the entire time he's been playing quarterback with the Patriots, and that guy didn't even win a Super Bowl with him.
Right.
Randy Moss.
Kevin, I had one last thing I wanted to ask you on this segment was, so like absorbing a game in the stadium, like I said, is one of my favorite things to do. The one thing that I can't get that I'm wondering if you get, you're close enough to hear, I can hear some, but not much. You get to hear the chatter and the line adjustments and all that, right? Isn't that kind of cool to actually hear them like, hey, what'd you say? You know, like just the minutiae.
Sounds like you're speaking Spanish.
Yeah, like the minutiae of making a play work when 11 guys line up and they're not all exactly in sync, just the way that the quarterback might correct them, or the
defensive guys always make adjustments.
Yeah.
But that is cool, but even what I like even more is after the play, in the trash talking.
Oh yeah.
It really isn't a bunch of smack talk.
Yeah.
It's serious. They're mad.
Yeah.
What the heck? Hey, dude. I mean, it is it's for real out there. Those guys are professional. And then you watch that college championship game and you say, wow, is that fun? That's nothing like the NFL.
No, right. It's not even close. And to your point, Kevin, one thing that I love to see a guy from one team smack a guy on the other team's, like, you know, helmet or backside, like, man, you just ran me over, man, or I'm coming for you next time. And it's like a mano-a-mano, like, respectful kind of thing. But
that's why nobody trash talks Larry Fitzgerald, by the way, because Larry Fitzgerald's trash talk back is to tell the guy how good he is and how great of a play that was, and that's all he'll do.
Oh yeah,
is compliment. So then they've talked to all these defensive players, and they're like, "We don't even bother with Larry. He just compliments us.
He's just too nice."
And then he beats us and catches 12 balls for 160.